call from Hire My Caregiver.
Good afternoon, this is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Hi, Jasmine. I was calling to apply for your company.
Okay.
But the thing is, I have a family member that I can take care of.
Okay.
Is that possible? I can
absolutely.
Do it that way?
Yes, absolutely. Let's check to see if you're, is the patient already on services or you need to start up the services for them from scratch?
I need to start up from scratch.
Let's see if they're even eligible, and if they are, we'll submit the referral. What's the patient's first and last name?
His name is Jameson, Jamesson, and his last name is Josma, Josma.
And his date of birth?
January 20th, 1986.
And what county does he reside in?
Philadelphia.
And what's your name?
Laquay, L-A-Q-U-A. My last name is Marshall, M-A-R-S-H-A-L.
No L-L, right? Just one L. Got it.
Just one. It's supposed to be two L's, but it's one on my license.
And the address for Mr. Jameson?
It's 1815 South Cecil Street, C-E-C-I-L, and that's in Philadelphia.
The zip code?
19143.
And a good number to reach Mr. Jameson?
Can y'all just call me or y'all have to call him?
Well, I'm going to put you down as a point of contact, but we need a number to reach him as well.
Okay, and his number is, hold on, let me get it, 305-434-6026.
So that's 6026?
Yeah, 6026.
All right, let's check to see his eligibility codes, okay? Give me 1 second.
Okay.
Do you know what kind of health insurance he has right now?
I'm waiting on them to mail it in the mail, but he do have Medicaid.
Okay, so Medicaid is the program that we're looking to make sure he has, because that's the program that pays the friends and families to take care of each other.
Yes.
So if he has it, that's great, because it bypasses that waiting period to just get him on to services. So give me, I'm going to place you in a brief hold. I'm going to check, okay, to see how his Medicaid is standing. Please hold.
Okay.
Okay, so his Medicaid is active, and he does have the eligibility codes to submit the referral, so we're going to start there. We're also going to be reaching out to you to send you the hiring application so you can get it started and out the way, okay?
Okay, how much do y'all start off?
It depends on how many hours he gets awarded, because he has to get an assessment done by the state for them to determine eligibility and how many days and how many hours. We have, on our end, the... we can submit the referral because he is on active Medicaid. Now Medicaid has to come into the home and do what's called an in-home physical assessment. At that point, they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets, okay? I just need you to write down some information, and let me see if someone is here to further you along in the process. 1 second.
Okay. Do y'all start off people with $20?
No, there's no $20. Mm-mm.
How much I start off?
It's either anywhere, depending, because we do time and a half. And again, I can't really quote because I wouldn't know. So we do time and a half, getting paid every Friday. And it's anywhere between, depending if it's less than 56 hours. Again, I can't really give you a quote, but it's anywhere between anything less than 56, depending on the county, can go up to 15.
Okay.
And then
okay.
If you're going over the 40 hours, then you're going to get time and a half, so you'll be up to 19, 20, depending on the hours and the rate.
Okay. Okay.
So I just need you to write down some information. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. I'm ready.
So I want you to write broker number. Medicaid
broker number. Broker number, Medicaid. Okay.
And the number is 877. There's no minors in your home, correct? In the home for the patient?
Yes. It's two minors, a 16-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Okay.
Okay.
1 second, okay?
I'm ready to get up.
Don't write it down now.
You want
to move
on to you?
Yeah.
Because, well, that's how we get it on the phone.
Okay, sorry for the hold.
Uh-huh. Yes,
so
ma'am.
So that's 877-550.
Mm-hmm.
4227.
4227, okay.
And now right next to it, Medicaid ID number.
Okay, Medicaid.
ID number.
Okay.
His number is 950.
950-743-2764.
Now I want you to write the agency's information, okay? So the agency that's going to hire you and assist him onto services is called Family First Care. That's
Family First Care. Okay, got it.
The agency phone number is 267-551-7400.
Hold on, 267-551-7400. Okay, got it. Okay.
Now give me 1 second so I can have someone assist you through this call, through the broker, okay? You're going to call them and let them know.
You want me to call now?
Well, we're going to, yeah. Are you available to call now?
Yeah, in about 15 minutes. Can I call like in 15 minutes so I can get somewhere quieter?
Sure.
Okay.
I'm
going to
give you my direct, give me my direct number. Let me give you my direct number. It's the same as the agency, but ends in 7410.
Okay, 7410, okay.
And then call me so that I can patch you over to the broker and tell you everything that needs to be done next and get you your hiring application.
Okay. All right. I'll call you right back. You want me to call you back, right?
Yes. Call me back so that I can transfer you and assist you through this call. Yes. Because you need to know what to tell them. Yep. And that's what we're going to do for you. All right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Bye-bye.